Could Amazon be getting into yet another business and cutting out yet another middleman? The Wall Street Journal reports that a Chinese subsidiary of the online retailer has registered to operate as an ocean freight forwarder. Amazon's registration with the Federal Maritime Commission would potentially allow Amazon to directly manage shipments from factories in China to customers here in America. For more on this, let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Jason Del Rey is a senior editor at Recode. He joins us now. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So does this mean that Amazon is going to be buying and managing cargo ships?
So they actually won't be buying the ships. That's even too expensive for a company like Amazon and probably doesn't make sense. But they will be managing the cargo that's on the ship and selling the cargo space on ships. That's the real news here.
And why would they want to do something like that?
I think the big play here is a lot of people don't realize there are millions of small businesses that sell on Amazon. It's sometimes invisible to the customer who is actually behind the product. And a lot of these come from China. And so I think this is a service Amazon will offer to these merchants that sell on Amazon to get their stuff into the U.S. cheaper than other providers have been offering them in the past.
Is shipping especially expensive?
Well, the price of ocean freight has actually come down over the last year, but there's margin there for sure still. And, you know, Jeff Bezos famously says, "Your margin is our opportunity." Amazon's not afraid to operate on thin margins or at break even if they see in the long run there's sort of a gold pile at the end.
When would this actually start, and would consumers see any changes? Would this make buying something on Amazon less expensive than it is now, more expensive than it is now?
So that's definitely possible. It's unclear. The registration happened in November. I have not uncovered, and haven't seen any reports that have uncovered whether Amazon is already operating in this new business. There is the possibility that Amazon could take down the price on some products, or merchants would be able to sell on Amazon cheaper if they're getting a better deal on the actual ocean freight. So that's one thing to look for. I don't think consumers will notice any difference anytime soon.
Would this make Amazon more powerful in its dealing with the merchants who sell their products through Amazon?
I think that's one risk for sure for anyone that sells on Amazon. How deep into the Amazon ecosystem do you want to get? I mean, it is a powerful revenue source for sure, and increasingly so. But do you want Amazon knowing sort of every little piece of your business, all the data on your business? That's an open question that a lot of businesses have to weigh.
It does seem like Amazon is spending an awful lot of time thinking about how it gets products to customers. There were rumors recently that Amazon was setting up an air cargo operation. We've seen Amazon talking about drone delivery. I'm still waiting to see one of those Amazon drones just show up at the neighbor's house or something like that. But
yep.
Why are they spending so much time and attention on the delivery mechanism?
So one thing you can believe about them is they are focused on, exceeding expectations of customers, getting stuff as quick as possible to your door. And, you know, they will tell you that they've been disappointed in some holiday seasons with some of the delivery partners, you know, the UPSs and FedExes, who they blame for some delays in deliveries around the holiday season. And so they're trying to figure out a way where as they continue to grow, they don't disappoint customers. Now, you know, there's two sides to every story, but that's sort of that's their side of it.
And if some of these products are originating in China, we've been talking about the trouble that's been going on in the Chinese economy. Is that going to change anything with regards to Amazon?
I think it's too early to tell. I mean, broadly speaking, the trouble in the Chinese economy and what we're seeing in their stock market has a broad effect on all U.S. companies and tech companies for sure. If this has an effect long term, the value of tech companies in the U.S., their stock may drop, which limits sort of employee retention through stock grants and potential acquisitions. But I think it's way too early to tell for this particular business.
But you would say that a drop off in the Chinese economy is going to have an impact in Silicon Valley and other tech hubs around the country?
I think we're seeing it already. Could also be opportunities if consumer spending in China slows. Could manufacturers there who are selling mainly in their homeland look more abroad? I think that's perhaps a silver lining. Negative impact on the economy there mostly does not do good things for Silicon Valley.
Jason Del Rey, a senior editor with Recode on Amazon's plans potentially to start operating some of these shipping vessels itself. Jason, thank you.
Thanks a lot.